Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome again to Higher Consciousness. I am your host and the guest this evening. My name is Professor Jamila Franklin, and I am so very honored to be in your living rooms, or with you as you're driving home, or wherever you may be, or if you're listening to it archived. Thank you so very, very, very much for tuning in to Higher Consciousness, which is a metaphysical and spiritual, not religious, broadcast. And we've been on the air since October 2012. So we have over 51,000 downloads, close to 52,000 downloads, and we are successful because of you, members within the listening audience. And we thank you so very, very much for tuning in as often as you can, each week, or whenever you tune in. If you're tuning in live, if you're listening via the website, or if you're listening on the phone, or if you're listening to an archived show, we thank you so very, very much. And we invite you to listen every week that we're on the air. And when we're not on the air, we would encourage you to listen to the archived shows. So a little bit of information about me for those of you who are not familiar with who I am. My name is Professor Jamila Franklin, and as I said before, I am the host and creator of Higher Consciousness Blog Talk Radio Show. I am a college professor, a certified metaphysician, certified Reiki master, certified aromatherapist, energy medicine practitioner and teacher, and I certify people in all of those areas. I teach metaphysics, I teach aromatherapy, I teach Reiki, I teach energy medicine, so I teach those courses in my practice, and I'm also a holistic life coach and a holistic therapist. So, and I have my contact information that I provide during one of my infomercials. So I invite anyone who is in dire need of my services. If you're stressed out, and a lot of people are, definitely give me a call. If you're looking for answers, metaphysical answers or spiritual answers, and you want to shift to a higher consciousness, then definitely give me a call, and my number will be listed in the infomercial that is forthcoming. So tonight we're going to talk about something that is very, 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 very different. It's called the human design, and it's a very unique system. And what's really unique about it is that it has, you look at all aspects of yourself. It goes deeper than astrology and some of the other sciences that people may be familiar with. So I'm going to give you some background information about the human design. The human design is a holistic view of the world. And I got this from their website, okay? All living beings are part of a single holistic field, and therefore all of us continually interact with each other and the world around us. We are not separate, but are part of the whole. We are connected to the whole by tiny particles called neutrinos, and we are connected to the other by aura, the invisible energy field that surrounds each of us. If we see ourselves as separate from our environment and those around us, it is easy to assume that the way we interact and communicate is something that we can control or that can happen or not, according to our will, and that every decision we make is up to us and is made independently from our environment. This is not the case. We are each part of the whole, but we are also unique. We each bring our own brand of uniqueness to the other and the world around us. This is our gift to the whole. Being different from the other, we bring something new into the world. When we are simply part of the homogenized world, we do this in order to fit in. Our true nature does not get to express itself, and this can make our life very painful and uncomfortable. This also inevitably leads us to all kinds of wrong decisions. We need to acknowledge that we all have different requirements and needs. To understand your own unique nature is the first step towards self-love and fulfillment. Human design uses your birth data to calculate your RAVE, R-A-V-E, chart, also known as your body graph. This is based on the science of neutrinos, tiny particles that carry mass, information, that carry mass and information, and which determine your unique imprinting. We live in a dense neutrino ocean with trillions of neutrinos originating from the stars in our solar system. They pass through everything, leaving an imprint of information wherever they travel. The human design system is a synthesis of two streams of science, traditional and modern. The traditional sciences include astrology, the chakra system, the Kabbalah, and most importantly, the I Ching and the Book of Changes. These are the traditional elements in the synthesis that is human design. Combined with the modern science of reading the genetic code, this offers you a profound insight into how you are designed to navigate the material world. Okay, that came from the website of regarding human design. And for those of you who are on my e-list, you have the website. Okay, so I'm going to go into some more information about human design, and the phone lines are open. If you have any questions, please, please, please feel free to call in so we can discuss it, okay? So now, what is the system? Human design is about decision-making. It can show you how to consistently make the right choices in your life. It is a way of allowing your body's intelligence to guide you. Making decisions based on what is fixed and reliable in you as opposed to making decisions from your mind. The mind is always influenced by the outside conditioning and propaganda and doesn't reflect your uniqueness. It can show you how to live not according to rules, advice and opinions of others, but as an original human being and as yourself. That's what the human design does. Human design uses your birth time and place to calculate your personal human design chart. In this calculation, the positions of sun, moon, and planets at the time of your birth play an important role. Astrology also uses the birth time and place to generate your natal chart, but it interprets the data differently, and human design is not astrology. Human design is a logical, easily understood system that requires no beliefs. It offers a unique approach to spirituality, one that talks about things like definition, inner mechanics, correctness, differentiation, and inner authority. This language can seem a bit technical at first, but underneath is the opportunity for a profound, life-changing transformation that brings about self-acceptance and self-love. Now, what can human design do for you? Human design is a science of self-discovery. From your personal human design chart, you can gain enormous insights into your own unique nature, your health, your psychology, your vulnerabilities and limitations, as well as your talents, strengths, and gifts. Its practical application carries an immense potential for betterment and fulfillment of the life of each individual. Human design also provides a framework for understanding human life itself. Your reading would tell you who you are and who you are not. A human design chart is like an operating manual for life. It can help you understand the story of your life, your successes and failures. Your chart can show you what your authority is and how to use it in making clear, reliable decisions. It can describe your subconscious behavioral programs and patterns, and it can tell you which of these condition you away from your truth. Making the right decisions eliminates resistance in your life. This alone transforms the places where you are open, vulnerable, and conditioned into areas where you get your deepest wisdom in life. Often people feel a huge sense of relief when they have their first human design reading. They feel validated for being who they are rather than trying to be what others want them to be. This often releases years of guilt, anger, shame, and blame. A reading can restore a sense of purpose and meaning in your life. You can give yourself permission to be yourself. Okay, so now the originator of human design is Ra Uru Hu. R-A, Ra, Uru, U-R-U, Hu, H-U. So this is how he describes his value. You learn to see how the vehicle, your body, operates. And the moment you can see how your own body operates, you enter into mythology, real mythology, not made-up stuff, not fantasy. You see, it is clear to me, Ra Uruhu, that each and every human being has a unique archetypal nature that is here to be explored and expressed. Not by doing anything, but by being yourself. It is our major task and begins with you simply understanding how you operate. It is the first step for anyone, just to understand the basic mechanics. What is on in you and what isn't? What is fixed and reliable? And what is open and vulnerable? Where is your voice? Where is your power? Where is your awareness? The greatest gift is to be able to see clearly the basic matrix from which you operate. From that point, you can begin the experimentation. This is the most important thing about the nature of human design. It is here to be experimented with. Okay, and then here's some more information. I really want you to get all of this information because a lot of people are operating from systems and operating from belief systems and their own internal beliefs that are stopping them. This is just one of many. I always bring information to my listening audience that I think would be of importance. I'm not saying that this is the end-all and be-all for everyone, but it is another option. If you've looked at different systems, Abraham Hicks and some other systems, and you've outgrown them or they don't feel relevant or, you know, whatever system, the secret, the law of attraction, and you want to know more, then this is just something to add to your toolbox. Okay? At the core of human design is the following message. You are the only authority in your life. As you live according to your design, the vibration of your energy field, your aura, changes. Resistance and other negative aspects of your life that you were meeting until now are giving way to something new. People you meet and situations that you'll find yourself in are empowering you and support your growth. They are the right ones for you. They, quote, belong, end quote, to you. Eventually, you will accept yourself with all your imperfections as well as your uniqueness. You will see the futility of comparing yourself with others. You will live the life that is truly yours, and you will finally love yourself. As you live out your truth and walk your unique path without trying to control your life, your inner strength and wisdom grows accordingly, and you will slowly, slowly learn how to look and see. The moment that you take control of your life, take the control of your life away from your mind and start making the right decisions, you are safe. Now, where do you begin? The true initiation into the experiment of living as yourself is your human design reading. You need accurate birth data, the time of your birth, the date of your birth, and the place. During the reading, you will learn many things about yourself and get the tools to apply that knowledge in practical ways in your daily life. Number two, if you can't or don't want to get your personal reading yet, you can get your chart for free online. And the online is humandesign.net. So you go to Google and put in humandesign.net, and you will get a free chart. You put in your information. Okay? Having your chart, you are welcome to read about the type and your and open centers and browse other available material online. If you still want to know more, it is recommended that you get a CD with Ra's lecture, the originator of the program, Ra's lecture, about your type. You may also purchase the Living Your Design Manual and take a Living Your Design course. And the conclusion with this part is, it is often difficult for people to trust something new and different, especially when it challenges our current ways of thinking. It is normal and healthy for human beings to doubt. New does not necessarily mean true or reliable, but sometimes we have to experiment. And the change is positive only if we step in the unknown. If you will repeatedly do only that which you know, your life will stay the same. There are many paths of self-discovery, various techniques and processes available today, and perhaps you have been already working on yourself for a long time in various ways, and perhaps you have made real progress. In order to try this experiment, you don't have to change your beliefs. You don't need to study the human design system. Just follow the simple strategy of making decisions according to your own design. Stop trying to live the life that your mind thinks you should have and watch how your life unfolds into a masterpiece. Okay, so we're going to get into the different types of the human design now. The different types. There are four types. At the basic level, the human design system shows us that there are four distinct types. And these types are, there are two energy types, the manifestor and the generator. There's also a combination called the manifesting generator, which is seen as a subsection of the generator. Okay. So I'm going to go over these types, and then I invite you to call in to talk about your type and you will find out what your type is once you go to the site that I mentioned to you, humandesign.net online, and put in your birth date, put in the time you were born, put in the location and all of that, and it will give it to you. Okay? So now, okay, the general, there are two non-energy types, and they are the projector and the reflector. So the two energy types are the manifestor and the generator, and the two non-energy types are the projector and the reflector. So I'm just going to tell you who is what, and then I'll give you some examples, some real-life examples of some people that you know who, and what their charts are. The generator. The majority of the population, which is about 70%, are generators. Our generators have a defined sacral center. They are designed to respond to life. Unlike manifestors, they have no idea of where they're going until they respond. Therefore, they have to wait until life initiates them first. Generators are potentially the most powerful of all the types, but unless they understand how they work, they are the most frustrated people alive. Indeed, frustration is their not-self thing. They only know what is right for them to do or say by their response to something. Their response comes from deep in their abdomen and is most often in nonverbal sounds like There's a movement of energy from their sacral as they respond towards or away from something or someone. If they initiate, which is a mental decision in their case, they often get involved in the wrong things, meet resistance, get frustrated, and quit. They have enveloping auras. I'm a generator, and if I go out to try to make something happen, like a manifestor, I get very, very frustrated. And this really gave me more information about me because I was thinking that I had to go out because people now think, okay, you have to make it happen and whatever. I don't. What I do when I go out and do that, I said, this makes so much sense. I become frustrated. It doesn't work out well, and I'm pushing. And I have friends who say, oh, well, you just have to go out and do this to me, you know, do that. And I say, I've done all that, and it doesn't work. And they think that, okay, it's just one more thing I have to do. When I saw this, I said, this makes so much sense because I don't have to initiate anything. All I have to do is sit back because I put my thoughts out into the universe, and things come to me. And when I'm going out there trying to grab and I'm doing something again, I know that's against my nature. When I, some venture that I'm pursuing, and this time I'm working smoothly, but I'm working against myself, and I need to just leave it alone. So if you have done everything that you know to do, and you're feeling frustrated and it's not working out, go to the website, humandesign.net. Google it. And see, put in your information, 9 times out of 10, you are a generator, which means you respond to life. Life brings things to you and you respond. You don't have to go out to do it because it's already set up for you, and you are the most powerful of all of the signs here, okay? So okay, some famous people who are generators. Albert Einstein, the Dalai Lama. I'm one. I'm famous in my own mind. I'm famous in my own mind. Okay, Albert Einstein, the Dalai Lama, Bill Clinton, Mozart, Prince Charles, Madonna, Meryl Streep, George Harrison of the Beatles, James Dean, Vladimir, Lennon, Thomas Mann, Carl Jung, Judy Garland, Timothy Leary, Oprah Winfrey, Meg Ryan, Greta Garbo, and Richard Branson. Okay, and you know about all these people. They're very, very famous, okay? But they're generators, and I'm one of them. We respond to what the issue is out in nature, and we respond to it. We don't go out and try to push the agenda, and when we do, we become frustrated. Now, the manifested generator, that falls up under the generator. This is a subcategory. There are two subcategories of generators, pure generators, which I am one, and manifesting generators. Generators make up about 36.33% of the world's population, and manifesting generators around 31.67%, according to the latest statistics. The main difference between them is that after responding to something, manifesting generators can act more quickly than pure generators. They experience both frustration and anger as not self tendencies. So when they're not feeling in alignment, manifesting generators not only experience the frustration that I feel as a pure generator, they also experience anger. So if you're experiencing frustration and you're angry, put the information in the data system to see what you are. You probably are a manifesting generator. Manifesting generators are manifestors with a generator strategy. They have an immediate resource of energy as they have at last one motor connected directly to the throat. Generally, they love to be in the thick of life. Their greatest dilemma is to learn that their true power lies in waiting for opportunities to come to them. So let me repeat this. For manifesting generators, their greatest dilemma is to learn that their true power lies in waiting for opportunities to come to them. If they actively try to pursue their goals and dreams, they will encounter only resistance and pain. When they relax, then their lives can be poetry in motion. They have enveloping auras. Okay. So who are some of the manifesting generators? Prince William, Sean Connery, Frederic Chopin, Marie Curie, Hillary Clinton, Clint Eastwood, Sigmund Freud, Mahatma Gandhi, Steffi Graf, Marie Antoinette, Mikhail Gorbachev, Jimi Hendrix, Pope John Paul II, Janis Joplin, Friedrich Nietzsche, Richard Nixon, Yoko Ono, and the dearly loved and recently departed Prince, the artist known as Prince, was a manifesting generator. And so what's the predominant negative feeling? Frustration in the pure generator and frustration combined with anger in the manifesting generator. Well, so what is the strategy for the manifesting generator? Wait to act until you are clear about your response. Do not initiate. So do not start anything. Wait. Now, the second category is just the pure manifester. A surprisingly small fraction of the world population, only 8.9%, are manifestors. In the body graph of a manifestor, a manifestor's throat center would be connected by a channel to at least one of the body's motor centers, except the sacral. For example, a connection must be directly or indirectly to the root, the heart of the solar plexus. The fourth motor, the sacral, has to be open. Otherwise, the person is a generator. Manifestors are pure energy beings. They are specifically designed not to be controlled by anyone. They are the only true initiators. They simply act or put things directly into action. But they need to inform those who will be affected by their actions what they are about to do so before they act. When they act without informing, they meet resistance because the people involved in the consequences of their actions can feel ignored or feel like they have been run over by a Mack truck. As a result, manifestors can end up feeling very cut off from people. They have closed and repelling auras. Okay? So manifestors are brilliant in manifesting things, but it seems like a little narcissistic. So what they do, rather than, they can turn people off, basically, because they plow through life. And so what is the predominant negative feeling but the manifestor, a pure manifestor, is anger. What is the strategy? Inform those you will impact before you manifest. So tell people who are around you what's going on. Don't just go in there like a Mack truck, because you're seemingly not acknowledging who they are. So who are some famous manifestors? J. Edgar Hoover. Huh. They're kind of like dictators. Adolf Hitler. Hermann Hesse, who was one of Hitler's main people. Helmut Kohl. Krishna. Richard Burton. Johnny Depp. Yogananda, Betty Davis, Jerry Seinfeld, B.F. Skinner, Susan Sarandon, Orson Welles, okay? And Eric Clapton and David Cameron. Those are manifestors. Now, the projector, this is the third type. Projectors, about 21.74% of the population, are naturally able to work with and guide the energy of others, but only when they are recognized for their unique abilities and traits. Projectors know that they are recognized and appreciated when they receive an appropriate invitation. Without an invitation, the projector does not know if they will be able to put their talents and abilities to use in any way that is natural or healthy for them. They are people whose specific gift is to work with and guide the energy of others. They alone can understand both manifestors and generators. They also have a design to wait, and the key that unlocks their power is recognition. Unless they are recognized, they are powerless. Once they are recognized, they really shine. Now, projectors need more knowledge of their own inner design than manifestors and generators in order to know what invitations are good for them. When they are recognized for who they really are, according to their specific design, they come into their true power. If they attempt to act or to join in without an invitation, they meet resistance and are not recognized by others. They have focus auras. The predominant negative feeling, bitterness. So if a person is a projector and not aware of his or her energy, if you're feeling bitter a lot about life, have your chart done, which is free. Go to thehumandesign.net and have your chart done, and it will give you more information. Okay, what is the strategy? Wait for all special invitations in life. So marriage, career, family, love, etc. Do not pursue or initiate. So if you are a projector, you have to wait according to the system. I'm not endorsing it or speaking negatively about it. It's just an option, it's just a tool. So they're saying within the system, you have to wait to be invited to be married. You have to wait for your invitation to the career, or family, or love, or whatever. Some of the projectors have been Princess Diana and Keira Knightley. Other famous projectors, Queen Elizabeth II, like I said, Princess Diana, Tony Blair, who was the former Prime Minister of England, Karl Marx, Ramana Maharishi, to the Maharishi, Mick Jagger, Joseph Stalin, Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, Osho, Napoleon, Woody Allen, Salvador Dali, Rudolf Nureyev, Elizabeth Taylor, Fidel Castro, James Joyce, Barbara Streisand, Ulysses S. Grant, Henry Miller, Douglas MacArthur, Demi Moore, Courtney Love, Shirley MacLaine. Okay, so the last in this category, and then we're going to have a discussion, and I invite everyone to call in so we can discuss who you are. The reflector. The rarest of the four types, reflectors, 1.36% of the population, are open to the world in every way. Since they have no fixed definition in their nature to rely upon, none of the nine centers are colored in. If they do not understand how their design works, they can feel deeply lost and overwhelmed by life. They take others in very deeply. Reflectors are often deeply disturbed due to lack of self-knowledge and adverse conditioning. But they can become very wise if they understand their openness and how to work with it. Reflectors that do not truly know themselves can be deeply disappointed in life. Before making major decisions, they need to wait out the cycle of the moon, approximately 28.5 days, because the movement of the moon through the wheel of the zodiac gives the reflector access to his or her own inner wisdom over time. They have a fixed lunar pattern that repeats every month. Sometimes they can be a projector, a manifestor, and even a generator. Reflectors need to understand more about their design and the human design system than anyone else to be able to successfully apply their strategy. They have Teflon-coated auras that do not stick to anyone or anything. What is the predominant negative feeling? Disappointment. Strategy. Wait out the moon cycle 28.5 days before making major decisions. Okay. Some other famous reflectors are Uri Geller, Michael Jackson, Graham Greene, Arthur, Rosalind Carter, wife of Jimmy Carter, and yeah, those are the predominant ones. So now, if you would like to find out more about who you are, feel free to call in 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. If you'd like to find out more about who you are, call in so we can discuss it and go over it. And we will return after this brief commercial break.
Ready for a positive change? Professor Jamila Franklin, an accomplished holistic psychotherapist, certified aromatherapist, certified Reiki master, certified metaphysician, energy medicine practitioner, college professor, holistic life coach, radio talk show host, and published author is the person you're seeking. Ms. Franklin brings a wealth of experience and training to her current private practice in holistic health. Her holistic health treatments, workshops, and classes have been described as exceptional, compelling, transformative, and inspirational. Her specialties include psychotherapy, aromatherapy, Reiki, quantum physics, empowerment, energy medicine, neuroscience, holistic life coaching, and stress management. She's also the creator and radio talk show host for Higher Consciousness, a blog talk radio show which provides information to heal the spirit, mind, and body. So if you're ready for a positive change in your life, contact Professor Franklin to receive more information about her products and services at 770-2-7347 or visit her website, www.oyendeenterprises.com. It's spelled Oyende, O-Y-I-N-D-E, Enterprises, E-N-T-E-R-P-R-I-S-E-S.com.
Welcome back to Higher Consciousness. We are discussing the human design, and I now would love to hear from you in the listening audience. Please call in. I see people on the board. You can press 1 if you're on the board, but if you would like to call in, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. We are talking about the human design and all of this wonderful, wonderful ways in which this can be applied to your life. So I look forward to hearing from you if you would like to find out more. And if you would like to go online yourself to see, like it says, humandesign.net. You can put your chart in. Now, I gave you some information about the different people, famous people, who have had their charts done by, I'm not sure who did their charts, but they have had their charts done, and it's given them a lot of information. And so some of the testimonials, I'm going to have you hear some of the testimonials. Maura Bright from England said, "I've always felt that somehow my decision-making was a bit disastrous. When I had my reading, I discovered a new way of making decisions. And Vanola from America states, the reading was inspirational, enlightening, encouraging, and amazing. The reader, the human design reader, drew my attention to things I took for granted and gave a value to them." So there are people who are giving information, and there was this person who says that during her first reading, the human design reader managed to hook me onto the experiment of following my strategy. After meeting with him, aura to aura, he has shown and explained to me the mechanics in a way that has made me leave my not-self behavior, which means something that's not working for you, and turn my life completely around, leaving a trail of chaos in the outside world. It has made this system in my life so much more satisfying on the inside. So when you are looking at these systems, like I said, we're going to go over all the systems again, and I encourage people to call in and to ask questions. This is just, like I said, another tool, because what happens is that sometimes people get really, really transfixed on a particular system, you know, astrology or tarot cards and whatever. And I think that's good. This is just to complement what you're already doing. Some people are religious and they go to their prophets within their particular religious systems. So if they're Yoruba, they see the Babalao, or the priest or priestess. If they are Christian or whatever, they go to prophets. So whatever your belief is, this, like they said, it adds to it. It is not, it's not based on a belief system. Rather, it's based on a combination of what Ra came up with, who developed the system. And it's based on traditional beliefs, like I mentioned before, which include astrology, but not restricted to astrology. And it includes the Kabbalah and some other things. And then it's based on some science. And so what he did is he studied this for a moment and found out, because a lot of people feel like the mind is it, that if you want to change your life, and I do believe that, but that's what one of my mentors, George Reynolds, calls the mental science. And you can really change your life using the mental science, like willing yourself to do things and pushing forth your will. It does work, but I've seen in my studies that a lot of people who rely on that check out early because they're going kind of going against the grain sometimes. Sometimes things are in place, and I, as a generator, I keep seeing this, and I need to just stop doing it. Sometimes things are in place to safeguard you, and the universe will show you the perfect will of the universe, but sometimes we become so headstrong that we want what we want. So even though the red flags are there, we override the red flags because what we desire to do is to have our own way. And the universe is not going to override your will. The universe is going to allow you to have your permissive will, not the perfect will. And so this system, the human design system, is like I said, another tool. You can use it to complement what you're already doing. If you're meditating, definitely continue to meditate because you can then get in touch with things even beyond the human design system. Meditation is like the key to everything. You pray and then you get still and your inner guides would tell you what to do next. So meditation for me is the ultimate. However, the human design shows you more about your uniqueness and your individual energetic imprint in the universe. It gives you more information about what works specifically for you. Even though there are four broad categories, you can, when you get your chart done specifically, it's like with astrology. Astrology, there are four, you know, there are basic signs, and then when you have your chart done, it narrows things down to your specific energy pattern. So this is the same thing with the human design. Once you get it done, you can see exactly what is your purpose, why you're here, if you're in alignment, why you're struggling, why it shows you all of those things and when you're going against yourself. Because sometimes we're fighting. When you feel like you're making temporary headway or no headway, then you're going against your energetic pattern. And this gives you a road map, because like I said, I've done my chart. It gives you a road map as to what your energy is. Are you a generator? Are you a manifester? Are you a manifesting generator, which is a subcategory? Are you a projector? Or are you a reflector? So those are the four broad categories. And then within those categories, you can have your specific chart done, which will come up. The free chart, like I said, you can do by having your birth date, the time of your birth, the place of your birth, and the day of your birth. So you have that, and you put that into this computer program that they have, and it will spit out the broad categories, one of the four. And then what happens, you can then get a more specific chart. If you have a human design reader, look at your information, and he or she can then explain it to you, and it will give you a lot of insight because, as I said, I'm a generator, and whenever I go out to try to initiate something and push like I have a friend who is a manifester, and she moves it through the world like that. And for her, things show up because that's her energy. And when I was explaining to her, this was before I knew about the human design, but I was explaining to her, I had done all the things that she had suggested and it had fallen flat. She couldn't really hear that because for her, her system, her belief is that it's like you go out, you think it, you visualize it, and it has to happen. And for some, it does. For her, it happens very, very quickly because that's her energy. So if you see that someone is telling you how to move through the world and it's not working for you, I strongly suggest that you have your chart done, and that's free. And then if you want to have a more detailed version of your chart, then that's something different. So now let's talk. I welcome any calls. The number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. So if you're a generator, and they said most of the people in the world are generators, okay, generators, because I am one, remember, even before you have your free chart done, just ask yourself, am I out there making attempts to make something happen? Do I feel frustrated? I'm not a person who likes selling. I'm not, you know, most of the people who have all these MLMs, multi-level marketing programs and whatever, they like selling. They like pushing forth an idea. That doesn't resonate with my spirit. Every time I've made attempts to do it, it falls flat because I don't believe in that. I believe that people will come who need the services. I will put the information out, and then my energy pulls them in. And I feel very comfortable with that. But going, and I feel very comfortable in doing my wonderful workshops, doing my Blog Talk radio shows, you know, Periscope. I'm on all those social media platforms. I feel very comfortable because I'm informing people. I'm hopefully raising their consciousness, and I'm serving. I'm giving something back. However, I'm not pushing. I'm not going out there doing a hard sell, like the people who do the infomercials on television late at night. When I had a TV, when I used to see them periodically, as all of you know, I no longer have a television because I'm not allowing them to tell me their vision. So, but for those people who are in infomercials and they're just telling you, if you don't do this, then your hair is going to fall out and you're going to lose your left toe, and people become afraid. They feel as if they don't do what these people tell them or buy their products, that they will be lacking. That's a hard salesman. And that person is pushing and pushing and pushing. And that repels someone like me. I'm turned off by that. I really don't like when people are pushing themselves. There was someone a couple of months ago who I guess was good in his field, but he kept trying to push his product, his service on me. And the more he pushed, the more I was repulsed by it. Because with me, generators, we wait for things to come to us. We don't have to be sold on it. We're either going to do it or we're not. So his pushing, he may have been a manifester. And that's why he said manifestors have closed auras, because they repel a lot of people, because they're into making it happen. And they will roll over you like a Mack truck, and people become repelled by it. So as a generator, I get frustrated when I go out to do something that's not in alignment with my spirit, as I'm something I was doing, and I just leave this particular project alone, because when I do it, it falls flat. So with generators, as I said, go to the humandesign.net website, put in your information, the chart will come up, which is free, and it will give you more insight. It's not the only thing. I don't believe that only one thing is for everyone. One shoe fits everyone. I think that's just an additional tool, because the more people learn about themselves and who they are, then they start seeing that they're growing beyond certain beliefs or systems that they formerly had. So this is an example of that. Okay? So with generators, you don't have to push. It comes to you. All you do is you sit there and you meditate and you put your desires out to the universe, and it'll come. The people, you can state to the universe you desire something to happen, and the universe will give you a response, which you may have to follow up on. It's not saying that, okay, you may not, that you don't have to go to look for a contract or a job, whatever. If the universe tells you that, but you're putting it forth in the universe and you're waiting, you're not being presumptuous. You're not going out there before you get the answer. So that's the difference with generators. Generators would need to wait. You state your intention and you sit back and wait because you're going to get the answer. Because if you do it any other way, you would get frustrated. Because you're not going to get the results of a manifestor or others who have that push energy. And because you're being compliant and waiting, sometimes it feels like you're not doing it correctly. Because this society is so bent on having you do, not get in alignment, but to move first, to have an idea and then push, when in fact that's not the true way in which to have it happen, particularly for generators. Sometimes you just have to have, what you do, you have a waiting period. After you put it out there, you just wait for it to call, to come to you, without you having to go out and do something else. So the key thing for generators is to put it out to the universe and then wait to respond. And so even in conversations, you listen to what people have to say and then you respond, as opposed to initiating what they should do. If you're a therapist like I am, I have my own clinical practice, and I'm now allowing people, because sometimes when I used to, because I can see what they could probably do to make their lives better, but if I don't respond, if I don't wait, it falls on deaf ears. And that's frustrating for me, because I can see so clearly what would make their lives different or better. But because they haven't initiated, they haven't asked, then when I jump in, it becomes frustrating for me, because they don't follow through. So with generators, you sit back, put it out, your intention or whatever it is that you desire, and the universe will respond in kind. And so then you respond to what the universe is telling you to do, which shows up, whatever shows up. So if you're looking for a job and you go into the interview and you see that it's not in alignment with your spirit, then you respond to that, as opposed to pretending like you don't see a situation. That's what people do. But for generators, you respond. When you see it, then you don't deny that it's there. You look at it, and then you respond to it. And in doing that, you're not being presumptuous. You're not getting ahead of the person or ahead of yourself. And you get better results, and you minimize the chances of becoming frustrated. Because that's the thing. The more we keep pushing and pushing, you're generated, you're going to become frustrated. Okay? So the subcategory, like I said, the manifested generator, those for the first category, like I said, Oprah is a generator as well. For the subcategory, we talked about that, and those people are people who have generator energy, and they have manifesting energy, and so they're kind of unique in that they are in two categories. So when you're a manifester, like I said, you that's 1 point, I think they said like 1.8% of the population. You know exactly what you desire. But the thing is that you're not patient. And so, because you want it, but then, so you're in the middle, because of the generating energy, you have to wait for it, and manifesting means that you go for it. So they become angry when things don't go their way. And so we now have to really understand that you don't have to become angry. All you have to do is just, when you're a manifested generator, because you're going to manifest, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen for you as long as you're, as they say, they use another term, but it really means in alignment. When you're in alignment with your energy, it's going to happen. But the thing is for you to really understand that you are manifesting, but you have to wait for things to come to you as well. So, and that's the paradox, because you're an initiator and then you have to wait, which seems like an oxymoron. How are you able to do both? And that's when you start looking at your chart, the chart that they can give you, which goes beyond the very superficial chart. The first chart is like a general chart, like you see with astrology. With astrology, they say Cancer, okay? And they give you basic information about Cancerians or people who are Libra or Leos or whatever. But when you want to get more specific about you, then you have to give them more information about you. And that's what, that's when your birth date comes in and the time and the location and all that. And your name isn't really important. Well, with the general thing, I'm not sure when you get a more specified chart if your name plays a role. Yeah, it does play a role as I'm thinking about it. It does. You do include your name. So if you change your name like I had, I put in the name that I respond to. So the manifesting generator, like I said, the beloved artist known as Prince was a manifesting generator. And what you have to do, because you're in two different worlds, you have to wait to act until you are clear about your response. Do not initiate, like I said before. You want to initiate, because that's the manifesting energy, initiating, but you have to wait. So like with Prince was so phenomenal. He was extraordinary. He was like way ahead of his time. So, and he would get frustrated with the recording industry, and it's my belief, as many people believe, okay, he was murdered. But he would get so frustrated, and because he was a genius, and he would put out information and different forms of music, but then he got to the point to where he felt that he was a slave to the industry, and that's when he had tattooed on his face, slave, and he then decided that he was going to take back his power in terms of being a recording artist and own his products and own the rights to his music. So he became frustrated because he didn't want to wait, because you know he's an initiator. You have these wonderful different genres, and he did rock, he did gospel, he did R&B. I mean, his music ran the gamut. It was just very, very different. So because of that, you know, he became frustrated, which is generating energy. But in addition to that, he was still constantly trying to initiate. So it was a paradox for him. You know, you have your feet in both worlds. So when you're a manifesting generator, is it really important for you to get more specific information about your chart, because you're straddling two fences. You have your feet in two different worlds. So, and this is a frustration in the pure generator. This is what you feel. This is the negative feeling. Because generators like myself get frustrated, and it's combined with anger. So you could tell when I had seen him on some of the interviews, that he felt anger about being exploited for his gift, because he said one of the things that every time he would call the recording execs, they were always on vacation on the beach. And he said to himself, my music is allowing them to be on vacation on the beach or to send their children to college. I'm out here working for them. That's why he had the word slave on his face. So he was feeling frustrated and angry about that. And knowing more about who you are in terms of a manifesting generator because you're in two worlds, that will really help you navigate through life better because you can see then why you feel the way that you feel. Okay? So that's the manifesting generator. And as I said before, the straight manifester. A person who is a straight manifester is very interesting. Very, very, very interesting. Like I said, when they're not in alignment with who they are, they feel anger. And they kind of, because they can manifest things so well, they can be a little abrasive. To me, salespeople are like that. And a lot of the people with the quote-unquote New Age group are salespeople, and they're selling you the latest version of what's going to cure you and heal you and whatever, whatever, whatever. And then they get you on these infomercials, and because there was one person who will remain nameless who did that. You know, they rope you in, and they're very good salespeople, very good. They rope you in, and they tell you in 30 days your life will be different, and they show you how their lives changed around because they're manifestors, and they can manifest things very quickly. And they tell you that the way in which they did it is going to definitely work for you, and if you don't do it, then you the implication, they don't usually say you will be sorry because they try to come off as if they're not pushing you. But and manifestors, for me, are kind of pushy energies. So they present it in a way which seems like it's working in your best interest, and they mean well because it works well for them, but they don't have the understanding that for others it doesn't work like that because people have different energies. But they push through you anyway, and they tell you, if you follow this scenario, then it's definitely going to happen. Just like one of the guys in The Secret, his name was James Ray, he convinced people to stay in a tent while they were having a sweat. And they put heavy tarps, like plastic, on top of the tent. And he told people that in order for them to really get to the next level, they were not to leave the sweat. And there were people who died. He went to prison because of that. Because for him, this was a surefire method. First of all, he is not Native American, and that's a Native American ritual. So he was not in alignment to begin with, because whenever you have a sweat, especially something that intensive, you need to have a Native American elder because it's part of their tradition, and they can tell you how to do it. And he had instructed people to cover the tarp. And when you're in a sweat and you're having colds in the middle of the sweat and you're putting more coals, you're heating coals, is to have you cleanse spiritually and mentally and emotionally. So he was inferring to the people who were leaving the sweat that they didn't have the stamina or the wherewithal to do it. And these people had paid, I think they said, $10,000 a person because they wanted what he was selling. He was selling the dream, because he was one of the people in the popular DVD, The Secret. And it's not casting aspersions on him. However, you know, people wanted their lives to change dramatically, especially financially. And these people, according to the DVD, you know, their lives had changed in a major way, in a magnificent way. And so the people wanted that. They were buying the dream. And with manifestors, they're able to sell you a dream. And so what happened is these unfortunate individuals, I can't remember how many, I think three or more died, and more had to go to the hospital, and he went to jail behind that. So with manifestors, they have to really know. They have to tell people what's on their minds and how they intend to get there. And they have to do it in a way in which, or it's preferable that they do it in a way that's compassionate as opposed to generating guilt within people if they choose not to do it their particular way or can't do it their way. So with manifestors, they become angry. And if things don't turn out the way that they desire for them to turn out, they become angry. And what they do is, because they push energy, they expect everyone else to respond to that push energy and to resonate with that. And they don't really understand, because they're not bad people. It's just their energetic type. They don't understand when people don't resonate with that, or when they feel, when they feel a little taken aback by that. Because for them, it's like, oh, yeah, this is the way it works. This is the way it's always worked. This is the way it will continue to work. And that's that. So, but like I said, they become very, very taken aback when people are not on board with them. So, see, if you're a manifester, and it's nothing negative, it's just like once you learn, according to this particular system, once you learn the details, because the chart that you get that is free is going to give you a general understanding of who you are. And I was really happy when I saw that for me. It will give you a general understanding. And then once you have that general understanding, then you can move forward by getting more detailed information about who you are and how you tick. And so once you get that, then it will help you understand more about your life and how to proceed further and how to navigate through life. So it's a really, really wonderful way of looking at life. So manifestors, just be patient with the rest of the population, because you are pure energetic beings and you don't like to be controlled. And like I said, some of the people who are in that category, as I mentioned before, J. Edgar Hoover, Adolf Hitler, Hermann Hesse, all what? Dictators. Dictators. So not all of them are dictators, because Susan Sarandon definitely is not a dictator. She has a compassionate heart. But most of them, and I know of one person who means well, but, you know, she's kind of pushy and aggressive. And what happens is people are repulsed by it. They don't, most people don't like it, and but they may not know how to say that they don't like it. For me, I would say, I'm not going to do it that way. But a lot of people, some people are passive aggressive, and they go along with the program just to be going along with it because they don't know how to say no to these people. And so what ends up happening is they end up being manipulated by them. So with manifestors, you have to really, really know how to deal with them, how to allow them in your life, and how to stand your own power. Because, like I said, they mean well. They just need to have someone stand up to them. So, so we have to just stand our own power in our own skin. This system is allowing people to acknowledge your power, stay in your power, and not give it up. Give it up because you don't know who you are. And even before you get the charts done, like I said before, after listening to the show, you're going to fall in one of those categories in terms of how you feel in life and in your skin. And 9 times out of 10, when you get the chart done, you would know before you get the chart done, because you would know if you feel angry in life, if you feel frustrated, if you feel bitter. And once you get the chart done, you probably would fall into one of the four categories, and then you can get a more detailed chart done at some later point in life if you decide to have that done. So if there are any people on the computer, I see people on the board. So if there are any people on the computer who would like to call in, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And for those who are on the board, what you can do is you can just press 1 and we can talk. Okay. Greetings, Alice. How are you?
Greetings.
Greetings.
Namaste.
How
I
are
am
you?
Well, I am well. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How,
I'm listening, and I missed, you said there are 4 categories, and I must have missed one.
Okay. Well, there are
four
categories and
but
one subcategory. I'm sorry?
Right? And yeah, could you say them for me again?
Okay. Let's see. They are manifestor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see. The first one is generator. The generator.
Okay.
Then there's a subcategory, the manifesting generator.
Oh, that's what I got wrong. Okay.
That's a subcategory because that one is between the manifestor and the generator. It has qualities of both. So that's a subcategory.
Okay, I got
then,
you. Okay. The generator and then the manifesting generator. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the other one, the pure one, is the manifestor. Then, okay, the pure ones are generator, the manifestor, the projector, and the reflector.
Oh, okay, that's what I missed, projector and reflector. Okay, I was a little
mm-hmm.
late.
Yeah, those are the last two, because I'm going over those two after I go over these others again.
Oh, okay. Well,
but, yeah.
I have those. Okay. And I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
very interesting. Another tool. Thank you.
It's another tool. Like I said, it's not for people to throw out what they already know, but there's some people who are saying, okay, I got all of that, but it's still something missing. So this is to provide them with another tool that may be the missing piece of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm always
mm-hmm.
desiring to bring new information to the listening audience. Because a lot of times, you know, because that's my field in terms of holistic health and being a therapist and a holistic life coach, I desire to ensure that people know the latest things that are out there.
Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of the Myers-Briggs.
The energetic version
on
of
that
the Myers.
Line. Yeah, but this is an energetic type.
Yeah. That's a
okay.
very good comparison, I think. The energetic version of the Myers-Briggs, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But okay. without getting into the mind, because they're moving away from the mind now, you know, because the mental
okay.
science, and that's what Joyce was talking about too, the mental science was more the Piscean age.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, but
mm-hmm.
people now are moving more away from that and more, it's becoming more heart-centered and more spirit-centered because what happens as we evolve, we go through different things to see where we are in terms of the universe. And then what happens
mm-hmm.
is that once we do that, we start seeing things that are no longer relevant. And we
okay.
move in a different direction.
Okay. More heart-centered, more spiritual. Coming off
mm-hmm.
coming off that Piscean age of
grade mental.
Mentalism, okay.
And what I've seen, the mental, I still use the mental because that's where some people are, and for me it works. It still works. However, it's just like when I've seen the people who've done the straight mental, quasi-spiritual, and they checked out early. Very few of the people who do that have stay around for a long period of time. You know, they check out like during the 60s. The ones who are here for a longer period of time, I'm this is just my anecdotal kind of research that I'm doing, but I'm seeing some of the ones who checked out early, and not that what they did or said was incorrect or wrong, but it's just that they checked out early.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
Because they were exerting their will.
Oh.
They exerted too much of their will, and it will work. But when you place your will on top of someone else, it's a lot of work. So you can see the best in people, but when you're claiming that they're going to be this kind of person without their permission, I'll give you an example like with Neville. Neville Goddard's things are absolutely phenomenal, but he died at the age of 67. And Reverend Ike, who was a person who really followed him too, had a stroke, and he died at the age of, he had a stroke at 72 and died at 74.
Okay.
I'm seeing a pattern. And whereas other, like the Fillmores, who dealt strictly with connecting with the energy of God or whatever, she died at 93 and her husband died at 89. So when you use more of your personal will, and this is just me, in my observation.
Your observation,
but when you use more of your personal will to impose your will on someone else, because I know someone who's doing that too, you know, envisioning the daughter to be a certain kind of way, and I think that's okay as long as it's in alignment with what that person desires. I turn it over to the angels. I get out of it. You know, this person is saying, you know, she wants to do it on her own, and you know, she'll call on angels when she feels like. And see, to me, that's your will. That's exerting your will because they're there to help you. And they will keep things in alignment. But when you step in there and exert, it's okay to pray the prayer that they desire for you to pray, which is the best and the highest. But when you're seeing them exactly as you desire for them to be, that may not be their incarnation.
Mm-hmm.
So you're then imposing your stuff on someone else. And that's exerting a lot of energy, and I'm seeing people check out. The famous people, because my spirit guides had me look at that and say, okay, look at the people and see how they're doing this, and they are checking out.
Okay. Well,
Does that help?
Listening. I want to do, and I'm going to continue to listen, and then I'm going to go and have my chart done. No, I'm going to do the one that's free online.
The free,
and then
yeah.
You said you can do it further. You have to get someone that specializes in it.
Yeah, well, they give you all the information on the website, and it's a fee for that one. You can get a detailed one for $55, I think. But they tell you all of that on the website. But the free one gives you
A generalized
astrology. You know, you're born in July, so it gives you just a generalized thing about your sun sign. But then, when you really want something more specialized, then you pay for that.
Okay.
There's more details.
And it is. I wrote it down. What was it? The website.
It is humandesign.net.
Dot net. Got it. Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, all right. Okay, so I will put you on mute, and I'm going to go over the last two. Okay?
Okay. Namaste.
All right, then, thank you. Namaste. Okay, and before I go to the last two, I'm going to have a brief commercial break.
Peace Be Still, the number one aromatherapy blend for stress. provides relief from stress, sinus congestion, all headaches, depression, anxiety, panic attacks, hyperactivity within children, insomnia. Safe for babies, children, teens, and adults. Visit our website to order. www.oyendeenterprises.com. That's www.oyendeenterprises.com. Or call us at 770-882-7347.
Welcome back. This is Professor Jamila Franklin, and we're going into the last 35 minutes of the show, and we're talking about this phenomenal system called the Human Design, and it gives you more information about who you are energetically in terms of how things happen and show up in your life and how you can best respond. Because a lot of times people are doing things that are not in alignment with their energy. And with the Human Design system, it shows you how to be in alignment with your energy. And it's a very effective system. So I would encourage people to go to humandesign.net, Google it, and you can get a free chart that will give you more information about it. And it's really pretty accurate. It is not to replace anything that you're doing. It's just an additional tool that you can use to give you more information about you, right? The more information and tools that we have, the better we are able to navigate our lives and live joyfully, peacefully, and in alignment. That's why we came here. Rather than struggling and trying to figure it out, there's systems already in place to help you figure it out so you don't have to do that. Okay, so now I'm going over the things I went over before briefly. So we've gone over the manifestor. The manifestor, like we said, are ones who they initiate. Remember, the generators cannot initiate, nor can the manifesting generators. We are to respond to life, not to go out there and, quote-unquote, make it happen. Like I know someone always says that this person makes it happen, and that's her energy. She's like a go-getter, positive, but she has the R energy to make it happen. And that's her energy in the response. I'm not sure if she knows her type within the system, but that works for her. And that does not work for me. And it's not that, and I've tried to make it work for me, and my spirit doesn't feel comfortable with it, and it just falls flat. So we've gone over those two in the subcategory of the manifestor generator as well. So now we're going to the other two, the projector and the reflector. We've gone over them briefly, but I'm going over them more in details. And if you're on a computer or on the board and if you would like to talk with me, please press 1 if you're on the board. And if you're on the computer, you can dial 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Okay, now with the projector. The projector is one who needs to they are people whose psychic gift, a specific gift, is to work with and guide the energy of others. They alone can understand both manifestors and generators, and they have an interest in helping people in the world. And they have a design to wait, and the key that unlocks their power is recognition. Unless they're recognized, they are powerless. So I don't like the word powerless. I don't believe in that. But they have a need to be recognized. And it's not a neediness. It's just that's part of their nature. I guess to be honored. Basically, I think the word should be honored and valued. So they and everyone should be valued for their service to humanity. But that's part of their energetic pattern. And they need to have more knowledge about their inner design than manifestors and generators in order for them to know what invitations are good for them. So they have to wait in order to receive an invitation, not wait to respond like a generator. A generator, you do something, then they respond. They don't have to wait to be invited to do anything. They just respond. But a projector has to wait to be invited to respond to a situation. And they have focused auras. So a projector is not one who can initiate a marriage proposal. They have to be invited. So if they take on the energy of a manifester, then that can be an issue. So I'm not sure how that plays out with men, because they're the ones who usually propose to the women. So like I said, I'm just not sure how that plays out for them, because that's usually the role that traditionally the men have played in the relationships. So that would be very interesting regarding them, because I'm not sure. But they are really great in terms of being responsive to generators and to manifestors. They are really, really great about support. So, but if they feel that they're not being acknowledged or honored or valued, they can become bitter. So if you are in a relationship or in a job or in a situation where, or most of your life, if you've done things for people without their asking you, and you've just stepped in because you care, that's your nature, and you've done things and you keep feeling like you're not being honored or acknowledged, and you become bitter, then do the chart to see if you are a projector, because that's generally the energy of a projector. And Princess Di is a very good example of that, because you can tell that she put in a lot of time with the royal family in terms of desiring to really shift them and change them without their invitation. Then they were not receptive to it. They were not open to her being the kind of initiator that she was trying to be. So, and because she wasn't a manifester, it fell flat. Now, her daughter-in-law, Princess Kate, is coming along and reaping the benefits of that, of what Princess Di had made attempts to do. So you can see the difference. The energy has shifted, because she was like the one to shift the energy, Princess Di was, but the thing about it is that because her energy was not a manifester, according to the system by Ra Uru, it fell flat. So look to see where you are, what you're doing, how you are showing up in the world, because this system will give you far more information about why things are happening or not happening the way you desire for them to happen. Because what happens is that the more you go against it, the more frustrated you will become. And for our projectors, they end up being bitter. They don't get angry. Well, anger is part of the bitterness, but they don't get frustrated so much. They just feel like people don't understand their light and their purpose. And so, because they give, and this is what happens a lot to people who give a lot without being invited to give. They just give because it's the core of who they are. And then the people to whom they're giving sometimes are not receptive, or they take those givers for granted. And this is typical of a lot of mothers, too. They give to their children. And then that kind of giving, in most cases, is not reciprocated. And so they end up being bitter because they feel like they've given all of their life to their children, and to the husband and to others, and they just don't see it coming back at the same level at which they gave. So that will cause them to become bitter. So see if you're bitter and do the chart. Go to the chart, to the website, you know, like I said, and put in humandesign.net. Put in your birth date, put in time of birth, the year, and all of that information, and the place, and your name. And in less than 30 minutes, it'll spit out this chart. And the chart is something, it can be a blueprint for you to go deeper. But for people who, you know, have given selflessly, just wait. If you're a projector, wait for people to invite. It's different than responding. You're not responding to people. You're waiting for the invitation. So they're saying just be, you don't have to wait for invitations for everything, but for major things like your career, your marriage proposals, whatever, wait for people to invite you in. And when you get your chart, it can give you more specific information about that. And just see, you know, see if this works for you. It may not work for you. This is, like I said, another tool to put in your toolbox. But for me, I'm forever refining what I know and what I teach so I can be of greater service to my clients and to my students and to humanity. The more I learn, the more I can share, right, on Blog Talk Radio. And I've gotten really excellent feedback from my listeners, who most of whom listen to the shows archived, about how they really have enjoyed the shows, and they've learned a lot from the shows. So I'm saying to everyone to definitely look into this system, because it seems to be able to give you more information than you probably already have. And I, like I said, I've done the system, and I've generated my chart. And it was point on. It was spot on. I said, wow, okay. So now the last category is the reflector. We've talked about the generator. We've talked about the manifesting generator. We've talked about the projector, and we're going to talk about the reflector. And we're about to have a thunderstorm, so I think after I say this, I'm going to get off the line because I have a landline, and that can be dangerous. So we're going to end the show a little early after I talk about the reflector very briefly. The reflector deals, the predominantly negative feeling with the reflector is disappointment. And reflectors, if they do not understand how their design works, they can feel deeply lost and overwhelmed by it, and they take others in very deeply. And reflectors are often deeply disturbed due to lack of self-knowledge and adverse conditioning. But they can become very wise if they understand their openness and how to work with it. So reflectors are, they're reflecting back what they see. So they take people in because they're open and they're receptive. But they become disappointed when people don't really understand them, and the first thing is for them to understand themselves. So when you understand yourself as a reflector, then you can understand others. And they say reflectors need to understand more about their design and the human design system than anyone else in order to be able to successfully apply their strategy. They have a Teflon-coated aura that does not stick to anyone or anything. So they are basically selfless, but because they don't understand who they are and their true nature, they can be disappointed with people because they expect people to reflect back what they send out, to be like them, to be selfless, which is different than manifestors, to be selfless and to be giving and compassionate. And sometimes that's not the case. So if they don't see that, then they become very disappointed. So if you're disappointed, then check to see if you're a reflector. If you see life, and you don't become bitter, but you become disappointed. You don't become angry, and you don't become frustrated, but you're just disappointed. Really look into the system to see the chart and to see if you are a reflector. Okay? As I said, we're having a thunderstorm, so we're going to end 20 minutes earlier. And for those of you who are listening still, and for those of you who are listening on the board as well as those who are listening on a computer, I thank you so very much. And know that you are loved more than you could ever, ever, ever imagine. And join us next week at the same time at 7 p.m. and have a wonderful, awesome week. Namaste.
From my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it